Saga Egmont presents Empire's Edge by Damian Hunter and read by Andrew Kingston. Chapter 1. Owen. Early summer, 838 Ab Urbe Condita, from the founding of the city, in the fourth year of the Emperor Domitian. The men from Hibernia were a bright ring around Tuahul, where he sat in the great chair by the hearth. And where had that chair come from, Faustus wondered. It was just enough like a throne to make a statement. Cassan, the youngest of the three, wore enough gold to sink a small boat and a woolen cloak of bright red and green like a parrot. His pale hair fell over his shoulders as he leaned forward. Fiacra was older, no less showily dressed, with a formidable dark moustache and bright blue cloak over a scarlet shirt. Finmal was brown-haired and lanky, with a lazy way of moving that made Faustus think of Galerius in Isca Silurum with the 2nd Legion Augusta, where theoretically Faustus should be also. The assignment to help Tuahul Tetwa train his motley warband to retake his father's throne in Hibernia was strictly unofficial. Finmal was doing the talking. All three of them spoke British with a soft overlay of the tongue of the island they called Inish Fall, and the Romans, Hibernia.
Ochhead Anhin of Lyne will come to your banner when you land.
What surety of that? Tuahul asked.
He was tall and lankier than Finmal now, some 7 years since Faustus had first met him as a boy of 14, with his father's sword and a single-minded purpose. His dark hair was bound with a gold fillet, and he sat at ease in the great carved chair, his boots to the fire. It was summer, but the coastal villages of the Epidii were chill at night, when a sea mist rolled over them like a cold blanket.
His word, and because Lyne is in your path to Elim Mac Conrac, and Ochhead does not find Elim Mac Conrac worth Lyne's blood, Finmal said. Not anymore.
Tuahul nodded. He and Faustus were both inclined to take Finmal's assessment as truth. Finmal and Cassan and Fiacra had been his father's men before Elim Mac Conrac of Ulaz had usurped the throne by murder, which as far as Faustus could tell seemed to be the way that the High Kingship generally changed hands. It was at any rate the way that Tuahul's father had acquired it from the King of Ulaz, who had succeeded Tuahul's grandfather. The lesser kings of Ulaz, Lyne, Connacht, and Arnvuvon were bound to the High King only so long as he could hold the throne, and clan ties counted for more than political ones. Fiacra, Cassan, and Finmal, lordless after Elim's victory, had attached themselves instead to the merchants who traded across the water to Britain and Gaul, and whose caravans were tempting targets, supplemented by raids on those who declined their services. They had had 21 years to go where the merchants went, which was everywhere, and to listen.
What of Foibre of Arnvuvon? Tuahul asked, and Finmal shook his head.
Elim has been dangling a marriage with his daughter Banya before Foibre and Sanv of Connacht both. Foibre will back Elim.
And Sanv of Connacht?
Sanv will wait and see.
Sanv was second or third cousin to Tuahul in some leftwise manner that Faustus couldn't follow. It meant that he might be either more or less inclined to back him.
Elim has hinted that he favours Sanv, Cassan said, but if he gives Banya to Sanv, he loses his best hold on Foibre.
Sanv will likely send an emissary, Fiacra said, as will Ochhead.
They will need gifts, Finmal said, just slightly more valuable than those they bring you, but only slightly.
And Elim will send an emissary in response to yours, Fiacra said, who must be sent now, before you sail. He'll get no good answer, but it must be done in proper fashion if you want the others to follow you.
Which of you three? Tuahul asked,
and Faustus watched with interest as they sorted out who might best have the upper hand in Elim's hall. The Hibernian clans were small kinship bands that aligned themselves according to marriage ties or land holdings, and occasionally according to whoever had given an insult that offered the excuse to fight.